We discussed in the past number of shiurim a brief overview of some of the halachas related to the prohibition of an avel to attend a beis hasimcha, attend a beis hamishta, some of the various ramifications resulting from those halachos. We spoke of the issur of an avel to be present in the room where a chasna or a shofar brachos is being celebrated. The one exception mentioned last week was if the chasna and kala would be distressed by the absence of the avel. The Ramah writes that then they have the option of being mishamesh, of filling some sort of service. We quote from Rav Yashiv, whether that means serving food, making sure everyone has seats, serving as an MC, doing something to contribute to the tzibur, that would allow them to be present in the room where the suda is taking place, provided that they eat in a different bias, says the Ramah. We mentioned as well the minhag the Ramah quotes of an aval not attending any suuda throughout your beis chodesh. We mentioned therefore that as a result, Baruch Shulchan, for example, writes that an aval should not partake of a bris milah suuda or of a pigeon haben suuda during your beis chodesh, but he can be present if he doesn't eat. We mentioned as well in passing the Shach in Reish Nun Vav, according to Ma'ar Mintz in his Tshuvos, who says that after Shloshim, if there is a Sudas Mitzvah such as a Siyum, the Avol can partake of that Sudas Mitzvah, even though he is eating. And we mentioned also the discussion of Simchas Mereis, of a social get-together, which brings together groups of friends to eat together, drink together, that also being prohibited to an Avol in Yud Beis Chodesh. We mentioned the possible exception if, perhaps according to some poskim, one is inviting the avel not because it's a couples to get together, but because the avel is living alone and would otherwise be eating alone. That would not be included in the issur of Simchas Mereis. That would be permissible because of a mitzvah b'chnasas orchim. Those are some of the basic overview guidelines that we spoke about in preceding shiurim. There is another additional application of the issur of simcha we didn't touch upon just yet, which is an interesting application in that, unlike all the aforementioned scenarios, this particular issur is not one that focuses on a su'uda, that focuses on eating or drinking together or on a wedding or shofar brachos celebration. Rather, this is another category of the issur of simcha, and this, Geshur Chaim makes reference to it, and the Torah as well in Siman Shin Sadi Aleph makes reference to it. It is found back in Siman Shin Pei, where the Shulchan Aruch there in Sif Chaf Hei tells us the following halacha. Shulchan Aruch there says, also based on the Yerushalmi, quoted by the Rush, that there is an Isser for an Avel Leilech Bischora Limei Rachok, to travel together with a group on a business trip a long distance. Now, why is that included in simcha? Since when was a long-distance business trip a source of simcha? Maybe it is. I can't say I have experience in that regard. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins that there's an Isser Leilech Bishayara to go together in a group L'schora, to business affairs, l'merachok, a long distance away. Why is that? Shulchan Aruch explains, D'ika pirsum gadol, there's a lot of publicity, I guess, back in the day when a group of people traveled long distances away. So you're coming from a small shtetl, a small town, and you're heading to a far distant location. Wow, that was a big send-off. That was a big publicity. That's domel simcha, says the Shulchan Aruch. That itself is somewhat similar to a happy event. The big send-off, all the well wishes, presumably. Shaholech b'shayara gedoli is going with a large group. Usmechim harbe b'derech. I mean, they're having a good time along the way. Gets a lot of friends traveling together. It's almost like an adventurous trip, presumably. That also, says the Shulchan Aruch, is included in this Isra of Simcha. And really about how Shulchan explains the Shulchan Aruch, he writes as follows. He says, it seems the Shulchan Aruch, that there's two reasons here why this traveling on this overseas or a long-distance business trip is included in the Isser of Simcha. He says, because number one, since there's a lot of publicity, a lot of fanfare, it's almost like the person is being disrespectful to the Avelus. That's number one. Mefarsim Mimilsa in of itself is viewed as inappropriate. And furthermore, says the Bar Shulchan, the Shulchan Aruch has explained the Isser is because that the practice was that they would have a good time along the way, along the trip. Group of friends, I guess it's an adventurous, almost like exploratory kind of journey. They'd have a good time along the way. So the simcha itself is aser. So this is an interesting application of the halacha of simcha that is aser for an avel. I'm not discussing a su'udah, I'm not discussing a wedding, a bas mitzvah, or a bar mitzvah, or shofar brachos. We're discussing just the fact that a group of friends are traveling together on this adventurous, long-distance trip where apparently practice was that they would be besimcha, they would have a good time together. That itself is aser, says the Shulchan Aruch. Very interesting application of the Isra of Simcha. Now, if that's the case, but that wasn't the focus of the trip. You have to eat, you have to eat. You're right. Once you're traveling with a group of friends together, so you're going to eat together also as well. But that wasn't the focus of the get-together. It wasn't this get-together to have a meal together. It wasn't like eating out together. Trip was a business trip. Once you're traveling together, of course you can eat together, but that wasn't the focus. I'm sorry? It doesn't seem that that's the focus of the Isser here. I mean, the Postim don't say that that's the Isser. They say the Isser is that they're smechem harbe bederach. You're right that they eat together as well. But I guess it's like a byproduct. Once you're traveling together, you're eating together. But it seems like the Isser is more because of the simcha that they would engage in on the way. Is it possible that part of that simcha is the sudos they have together? Maybe you're right. That could be, maybe that's part of the simcha. That, perhaps you're right. So going for a business lunch, that post can say nowadays is permissible because the focus is not social get-together, the focus is business. That's okay. But this is more like friends apparently getting together to travel long distances and they engage in simcha along the way. So one possible application, which the Bar HaShulchan quotes in the Geshe Chaim, this is maybe more relevant b'zman hazeh than the overseas trip to a business destination. The Bar HaShulchan writes, according to this, perhaps an avel shouldn't participate with a large group of friends going on a trip, on a vacation tour. Okay, those we see advertised, you know, come vacation with the tour group, I'm going to go and visit this exotic location, destination. So if there is an issur of simcha to go with a shayara to a long distance because the derech was that there would be simcha along the way, perhaps, says the Geshe Chaim, quoting Bar HaShulchan, an avel should not participate in a tiyul with a lot of people. Because that also is like an exciting kind of adventurous type of trip. So that might be the one practical application nowadays, because even though Aruch HaShulchan points out that this Shayara L'schora is no longer so relevant today. But that one application of the tiyul with the friends, a large group of friends going on a vacation tour somewhere, maybe that would be Bichlal the Isser. Now the one difference with regard to this Isser of Simcha is that whereas when it comes to a Chasana, the Isser is all your base Chodesh. When it comes to Simchas Moreis, the Isra is all your base Chodesh. By this Isra of Simcha, the Shulchan Aruch says that when one is in Avelis for a parent for 12 months, there is a heter of Ad Sheyigaru Bochaveira V'yomru Lechimanu. A similar, did we find the Gabe haircuts? You can't take a haircut when one is in Avelis. Ad Sheyigaru Bochaveira. After Shloshim goes by, one's in Avelis for a parent, you're supposed to wait until the hair becomes unkempt enough that friends would say to you, you don't look the Kavadik, you need a haircut. Ad Shigabo Chaverav. See here also, again, unlike other Isuri Simcha, like weddings and Simchas Moreis, this Isur Simcha of Holich by Shayar Gedola apparently is subject to this heter, that if it's going to be so apparent that everyone's going and you're the one person not coming and your friends are going to be somewhat critical, it's not, you know, it's enough already, time to join the group. Ad Shigabo Chaverav, that apparently is a heter here. It's not a Mechayev, obviously, but it's a heter. If people's friends would be more, perhaps critical of his not coming along, or would tell him, you know, it's already a long time since you've joined us, that would be a heter then of joining in this particular venture, which, again, if we're applying this to the practical application of a vacation group going to visit some sort of the destination the tourists go to visit, again, there's no chiv to go if it's Yud Beis Chodesh and you don't feel up to going. But it seems like there'd be a heter of Ad Shigabo Chaverav. If your friends are all going and they feel that they're going to be missing your presence significantly, then there's a heter of Ad Shigabo Chaverav to enable one to go on this particular simcha-type destination. But that's my point. We don't find this heter in Chazal. For whatever reason, Chazal did not give a heter of Ad Shigabo Chaverav by going to Chasna. Maybe that's because it's far more of a simcha-dik event, but that's by definition, you know, a real simchadik event. This is an event that's primarily focused on going on a business or maybe just going to, now there's application of going to on vacation, but the presence of friends altogether makes it a simchatic event. So here there's a heter of Aichuga B'chaver. Again, like I said, this is a distinction between the other Isur Simcha and this type of Isur Simcha. So this is an interesting application of this halacha and distinction of this halacha that makes it unique. Okay, so to recap, we have these different categories of Isur Simcha, of different events that a Avol may or may not attend under various circumstances, whether it be the Beis HaSimcha of a Chasna, or the Sudas Mitzvah of Bris Mila, Pidgin HaBen, or the Sudas Mitzvah of a Siyum, where there is a added leniency for an Avol to attend after Shloshim, or the Simchas Mareas of a social get-together focused on food, drink, etc. And then this Isra of Shayara Gedola, nowadays, or a Tziyul, perhaps, with a large group of friends, where there's a Hetra of Ad Shigrabo Chaverev.